Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century, and now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small,
so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism, statism, and all the rest of modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control. It's two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to find the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
Smithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
Well, I'm gonna rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. One of the slaves have a weapon. Crazy
one. I wanna be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have enough gumption without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was real wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic tones. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication, talking about what's been going on around the world and here in the nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think I'm fair. I want to be crazy.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us for another worldwide transmission against tyranny. It is Thursday, the 26th day of July 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. We're going to have a big exclusive interview on politics, something he hasn't done yet really on my show. It will be newsmaking with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth and, of course, formerly of Metallica. Dave Mustaine, I talked to him last Friday, and we talked in studio for about 45 minutes. We're going to air most of it here. Some of it was so politically incendiary, I don't even think I'm going to air it. Just because of the way they're going to, some of it, the way they're going to go after Dave about some of it. So, rarely have I had an interview that powerful. I mean, again, it'd be good for the show, but probably not good for Dave. So some of it I've cut out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is just so much to go over here today. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I got to the office 2 minutes ago. And do you know why I got to the office 2 minutes ago? And barely got on air. Well, I get ready at home. You know, I read news at night in the morning, and I send the guys stories I want printed, and they print up the stuff off the websites I'm reading and scour the rest of the web. I mean, usually there's a couple hundred articles in here every day. And then we break stuff as it comes out here on the radio. We break it down as it breaks out on the web. But driving in today, strangely enough, On Monday, I actually had Darren McGrain and Marcos Morales out at the same place covering it, because normally I can get to work from where I live in about 30 minutes. I live outside Austin in the edge of the countryside. But where I come into town from outside southwest Austin, there are three farm roads that are now major roads but haven't been built up coming in to one point. And every day from about 9 a.m., it's the worst traffic in Austin, this one place I'm talking about. It's the Y. It's called the Y. Three roads come together on farm-to-market roads. There's big shopping malls, neighborhoods, everything, and it's already hellish. Worst traffic per capita in Austin. So what does the Austin Police Department do? This is what it's like to live in North Korea. This is the beginning of it, where the TSA sticks their hands down your pants, where you come last, where the city is completely shut down for Obama to visit. They might as well have people out there with royal trumpets when he comes to town. It's all about government does what it wants at your expense. So now I'm going to have to start coming a whole nother route to work. It'll take about 45 minutes, but that's okay, because at least I won't be stuck for 1 hour. 1 hour trying to go down 3 miles of road with it at standstill. And why was it, ladies and gentlemen? There's not an official truck weighing station there. There is a place, some concrete parking lots on a little bitty road at this juncture where there's already traffic, 30 minutes backed up at 7, 8, 9 in the morning. The police show up every day at 9 o'clock in the morning with about 20 police trucks to harass and write $500,000 tickets, you name it, to the truck drivers. I mean, I'm talking about for anything. Dust on the bumper, you name it. Revenue generating. It's like watching a bunch of seagulls when they find minnows just diving in and eating them, or you'll see dolphins circling fish eating them. It's a feeding frenzy. They'll have 20 truck police out there. We got footage of this the other day because I barely got to work. And I took some photos on my iPhone. My iPhone this morning, somebody took the charger out of my car. I don't know who at my house. So my phone dies as I'm driving in talking to somebody. Talking to Chris, the producer. Yeah, it's about 10:10 or so. And I'm saying, yeah, I'm stuck in traffic. Looks bad. They probably got that stupid checkpoint up ahead again. Phone dies. So I couldn't get any video of this, but McGrain and Morales went out there Monday, and they got footage of it. And that was at like noon. It was still going and causing a giant traffic jam. Let me explain what happens. The police on a two-lane road walk out and just hold their hand out. This isn't some official way station for commercial vehicles. They just stop traffic, and they'll take as many trucks. They'll have trucks just back up on the road while they direct them into this parking lot, and then it snarls up everybody else both ways, and hell breaks loose. And I know this goes on all over the country. I've seen footage out of Tennessee, California, you name it, where they'll have the Army, the Marines run by TSA. They'll just shut down major. I've seen footage on the news in Tennessee where huge highways are backed up 20 miles as they just randomly search everyone. And they can say, well, those are commercial vehicles. What they do is, they started back in the 20s saying, we were paying for roads, and these trucks are making money on them, and they're heavy and tearing up the roads, so we ought to tax them to build the roads. And they used envy in the general public. Yeah, let's just get these truck drivers. Well, they just pass the cost on to you and the goods. And then they started by the 50s going, just get your little card showing that you own this, this vehicle, so you pull it out and it has the license number so we know it's not stolen. Then it's your face. Then it's an RFID. Then you got to have it to buy and sell. Then the IRS says you can't travel even inside the country if they say you haven't paid taxes, the private Federal Reserve. This is the enslavement. Like I had police call in and go, yeah, we're being replaced with robot cameras and stuff, and I don't think it's right. And the cops don't even know. It's illegal. It's been found by courts hundreds of times. You got to have a sworn peace officer sign, the ticket and fill it out for it to be admissible in court. But they don't care. It's all lawlessness. And let me tell you something. That checkpoint out there, I don't care what you say about commercial vehicles. It's lawless. And that's what the TSA and all this is. They're just inducting us into commerce as well and getting us to waive our rights and enter into commerce And that's how they now say traveling is a privilege. It is not a privilege. Read the Founding Fathers. Read the Constitution. They're now saying guns are a privilege. I'm now here. No, they're not. Just because you were taught that at the academy does not mean it. You're now taught George Washington's a piece of trash at the academy. By FEMA, I have it on video. And the training manuals. Now, it's all garbage. But, again, yeah, oh, wait, McBrain just came in. We haven't aired this yet on the Nightly News because I was going to host it and talk about it. I'm talking 20 police. This was at noon, though. See how the traffic's moving. But down there's a huge stop if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the police just walk out in the road and block everybody. Again, this is at noon. And that's how busy those roads are. But when they do it at 9 and 10 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, it caused a unbelievable event. But, I mean, you know what? I've got I was so focused and so ready to get on air today and talk about Obama openly coming out and saying, yeah, you don't need semi-automatic firearms. I told you this was coming. The NRA is part of the UN. They're an NGO there. We had a board member on, former Congressman Bob Barr, yesterday. They're at the UN so they can watch them. And that's why they came out earlier this year in the Washington Times and other places and said, we've been at the meetings. They plan to ban all semi-autos. And, I mean, that means have them turned in. You're like, well, it'll cause a civil war. That's the plan. Folks, this isn't a game. And they said they plan to register and then ban all semi-autos. You're like, oh, that's not going to happen. The ATF last year. Guys, just type in public comment period on banning of shotguns. And then you'll get from last year. You guys couldn't find it yesterday. If you want, Kurt did an article on it. He can give it to you. It's all over the place from last year. It was on the ATF site, but newspapers ran it as well because it was a public notice saying we're going to ban all bottom-loading shotguns. We're going to ban them from sale, and you got to turn them in. And because they said, oh, because you can take a clip in the bottom, and that's not a sporting use. Okay, this is what they plan. They're not playing games. They want to attack the American people. They want to go, and they'll pick people to go after, put on the news, and show them getting killed to scare you. And a lot of people will line up and turn their guns in. And you notice Bill Kristol of Fox News has come out and said it's time to ban semi-autos. I can play the video. It's on Infowars.com, Fox News. Rupert Murdoch has called for a ban of all semi-autos. You notice Obama's coming out. You notice all the surrogates are coming out. You know, I mean, this is all coordinated, ladies and gentlemen. Mitt Romney, when he was governor of Massachusetts, he said ban semi-autos. This is how they're going to start. By the way, that's most guns. Very few. I mean, most of the stuff that isn't semi-auto is sporting, like a double-barrel shotgun or a Remington 700 or something like that, bolt-action 308. We're in a lot of trouble. They mean business. And again, we're going to go to break, come back, and just reset and get into all this, but I've got to explain something to you, folks. These are criminals we're dealing with. These aren't well-meaning liberals. These aren't even, you know, misguided communists. Whatever. These are authoritarian criminals. Okay? This is about total domination of America. They've announced the foreign banks own us and run us. And the fact that, this is in my film Police State 2000 from 12 years ago, the feds would do grants to shut down all of I-35. You can look this up in Police State 2000. It's about halfway into the film. It's in the intro. And they would back up traffic from South Austin all the way to Round Rock, 20 miles. I'm talking stop and go searching cars on the highway till the Texas Supreme Court said stop doing it. But other states are allowing this criminal activity. Imagine being the Austin police with 20 truck police out there purely generating revenue, picking the most busy, clogged three roads coming together. 290, 71, and MOPAC and all these majors, it's more than three roads. There's a bunch of roads feeding into it. And it is a nightmare snarl with red lights. Three major roads coming in with big roads feeding into those roads. So you got three roads coming in with other roads feeding into them. It's traffic 24. I mean, I've driven through there at midnight and there's traffic. And the police shut up down 290, 300 yards from the Y, and just back traffic up for 4 or 5 miles. So they can sit there and pull truck and just walk out and just back trucks up the road. Okay, well, now it's a one-lane road. Okay, pull in here. I'm going to write you a $1,000 ticket. Step right up, step right up. That's the arrogance and the disconnect of government. I almost missed a Ron Paul interview last time he was on because of a stinking checkpoint. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what? I'm going to finish up right now in this short segment, the long segment I'm getting into, the confirmed fact they're coming after our guns. This is huge. But I'm going to finish up because I just walked back in the shipping department that Weldon Henson runs here at InfoWars.com Command Center. And I walked back there, and I was talking to him about a few things, and he said, man, you're right on about this truck police thing. I was just in Louisiana visiting family a few weeks ago. He'd been off for half the week. And he said, does this look like a truck that needs to be inspected? And it's this big, beautiful Peterbilt, his cousin's truck that he moves highway equipment, bulldozers around with. Oh, yeah, they're even pulling over the trucks going, expanding the road right there. It's crazy. And he was describing how they keep him on the side of the road all the time now. And he's been a truck driver for a long time. He said now, this is all over the country, by the way, they're squeezing us. Just like the Declaration of Independence says, they send out swarms of officers, that's a quote, to eat out our substance. And, I mean, you see brand new trucks, you name it. I mean, I'm not talking about a truck with rocks coming out the back or baling wire or whatever. Truck police should be going around looking for stuff like that. But no, sir, they just, and forget having a way station like the state police do. They just, imagine if the state police just block the highway, well, they do that now, and just search everybody. You know what? We're not just going to search people that have opted into the commercial licensure. We're going to do it to everybody. But now, let's go pick the busiest spot in Austin, and let's pull trucks over for 30 minutes to an hour. We were timing it. They would just stack up dozens and dozens of trucks, wave them in, and then I've talked to truck drivers over the years, and they talk about when they can't find anything, they get mad because they're writing everybody tickets. I mean, if they say, oh, the oil's down a little too much, or, oh, there's dust on your bumper, or this tarp wasn't perfectly tied down, or let me see your maintenance log, and it is white glove inspection, and then they just write you $500, $700, $1,000, $2,000 tickets, and it's all, and the companies don't care. They don't lobby for their drivers. Because the drivers pay the ticket, they get three or four of them, they just lose their license, we just get somebody else and lower the wages. That's how America works. It's a race to the bottom. But after all, we didn't build America, government did. There's a compilation of hilarious humor that we're going to cover later in the broadcast for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but I'll describe them to radio listeners, and now Obama has been forced to respond to this, saying he was taken out of context. No, he wasn't. He said the government built whatever you have built. Humor. You didn't build that. It's up at Infowars.com, a compilation that Aaron put together of all the great art out there where he tells the Wright brothers they didn't build it. He tells, just everybody, they didn't build Jack Diddley Squat, so that's up there. But again, the average cop is told, hey, we got a shortfall of money. You got to get out there and write more tickets. And I've heard the local Austin police chief, we need hundreds of more police officers because the city's growing. No, you don't. You don't need any. And you shouldn't. We don't need to hire one police officer in this town. Because let me tell you what they're going to be out there doing. They're going to be out there writing tickets all day long. And they're going to be out there helping the CPS take people's children. And they're going to be out there helping induct people in the public schools into the prison system. And so, no, we don't need, hey, Mayor Bloomberg, you said the police should all go on strike. You know what? I like that idea. I like that. Because all the cities where you're in control, your big Chicago mafia, New York mafia, the cesspits you've created will burn in days. Your people, your precious little dependents, your criminal class that you've nurtured and created to vote for you and to menace those of us that produce, they will burn your filthy cities, your demonic cities, to the ground. So good. Go on strike, okay? Please, please go on strike, okay? Please. I call your bluff, you mafia trash. People say, man, that's Al Jones is calling Bloomberg a criminal and trash. I told you he should be arrested yesterday, and everybody ran around and found out the point that it is criminal, and he's had to respond and said, oh, he didn't mean it. You are a filthy criminal who wants to tell us what we can eat, what we can drink, what we can do, who wants to ban popcorn in New York. This is a degenerate control freak. You're like, well, that sounds crazy. No, it's not crazy. They want to tell you what to do. This is gangsters breaking our back. And let me tell you something, punk. It may fly in places like Manhattan, and it may fly in Chicago, and it may fly in L.A. It doesn't fly everywhere else, okay? We're not all idiots. We know a crook when we see one. We see a thug, piece of trash, maggot, gangster. We know what you are. And we're not your property. And we're tired of you running this country into the ground. Let me tell the police something. You think when they put a 20% carbon tax on California last year, that helped them? That state, everyone's evacuating it. The bankers want that. Now they can buy it all up. Don't you understand what you've... Let me tell you something, police. You're not helping society writing all these tickets. You understand that? If you arrest somebody who's recklessly driving 110 miles an hour in traffic, that's helping society. Riding truck drivers that can barely stay above water, who work their butts off tickets and setting up checkpoints, is not helping.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Whey. One World Whey is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Whey will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
Yeah, let me tell you what's breaking the law.
Well, you know me.
Shutting up Homeland Security checkpoints all over the country and having illegal checkpoints at bus stations and train stations and on major highways now, and even going after people's bodies with the TSA grope down on the streets of this nation. So let's get one thing straight. All of you that serve this system and don't know what's really going on and haven't chosen a side, or maybe you have chosen to serve the system and you'll follow any order you're told, your little tin star doesn't give you the authority to walk all over this country and treat us like garbage. But the police aren't even the issue. They're being ordered to be out there. And I'm going to call Art Acevedo. I got his cell phone number. I'm going to call his office, though. And we're going to start shooting video out there constantly to just show how out of control this is. And it's going on all over the country. And And they want everybody to know they're the boss, they're in charge, they'll shut down I-35 under a federal grant and back it up 20 miles if they feel like it. It's just pure, raw exercise of power over us because foreign, larcenous, criminal banks have seized control of the nation. They're bragging in all their publications how pathetic and dumb we are and how they've set up an unelected technocracy in our face. In fact, I know I've got this new Obama clip and a bunch of others, but guys, pull up the CNBC I've played probably 20 times, clips of, where they go on for 4 minutes a month or so ago, bragging that global government's here, and it's run by megabanks, who got us into this by fraud, and then all the guests on the show agree we're slaves, and only one says it's wrong. By the way, Ron Paul's audit, the Fed passed the House overwhelmingly yesterday, but the Senate, just like last year's, and try to kill it. But the point is, 20 years ago, when Ron Paul was first in Congress, he was in for one term, then kicked out as a libertarian, and came back in 96, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor. So here's the deal. You can kill it now in the Senate all you want. We've now identified, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 years ago, with fear, and his new book admits it, that we're not looking at Romney and Obama and your little puppets. We're not looking at David Cameron. We're not looking at your front men, whether it's Australia or Germany or the United States or Nigeria, for that matter. People now are looking at the special interest, and we understand. Now, here's the special interest, because no one listens to them now. We're out here saying it. Others are covering it. When global government leaders call for global government, the Drudge Report, when the head of the EU says we're setting up world government, the Drudge Report links to it. He links to the foreign paper. We link to it. So, see, they've been still saying it doesn't exist, and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been saying none of this exists, and we're all insane, we're evil, and we're bad. And they're telling police and intelligence communiques there's no global government, there's no international bankers, the Federal Reserve's not private. Lying to them. Lying to them. And the police are finding out it's true. So, see, now they've shifted from, oh, yeah, there is a global government. Aren't we lucky private banks took over America? They know best. Yeah, we're slaves to them, but it's really no big deal. Really, really, honest, really. Let me explain something. No amount of taxes, no amount of tickets, no amount of park fees, no amount of any of it is going to save your big government. The government could be fully financed on 30% of what it rakes in right now, conservatively. If you look at the comprehensive annual financial reports, the real set of books that are public, but the media doesn't talk about it, so nobody knows about it. They want to implode things. Let me explain something. When you raise taxes to a certain point, less revenue comes in. That's a fact. They've known that for thousands of years. The only time you raise them like this across the board with all the hundreds of little taxes and fees and fines that are tagged on to everything you buy, from natural gas to gasoline to the home to building materials to food, everything, entertainment, medicine, all of it. And I've seen the briefings, the police unions have written about it, even in New York. They said, we don't want to do this. We've been ordered to really crack down and give people tickets if they sit on a park bench too long. We've been told raise money. We've been told crack heads. We've been told be imperious, scare people. This has come out because the crooks running things are mobsters, folks, and they act like mobsters, and they want police to act like that now. And they tell them, get out there and raise money, or you're not going to have a job. You're not going to get promoted. And they give them bonuses when they do. It's designed to kill the country. This is an organized corporate siege. And Bloomberg let us in 2 days ago and now responded yesterday and goes, I know it's illegal. I was just joking. No, you weren't joking. You told police nationwide to stand down. And I welcome that. You know why? Everywhere, like Vermont and Texas and other places where people have got guns, you're going to see a bunch of bad guys get killed when they go out and try to rob people, because they will do it. If the police stood down, there would be an increase in crime, but there'd be an increase in dead bad guys. The open duck season. But everywhere the globalists are in control with a bunch of lily-livered dependents behind eight locks, the cities would burn to the ground. And let me tell you, that would be a blessing. I don't want those cities to burn to the ground, but that would wake everybody up when they saw the places where big government's in charge and people can't defend themselves. Good, good. I hope the New York police stand down, you criminal. I hope they do. I hope they stand down in Los Angeles. I hope they stand down in Chicago. Stand down in all your mafia cities, because it's those mafia models in every case that are setting up this takeover. They're the ones. They're the enforcers. They're the capos for the offshore bankers. They come in and hire the lowest of the low. Son of an ear gun terrorist for the Mossad, blowing up buildings to blame it on their political enemies. Rahm Emanuel, mob chief of Chicago. Obama, CIA global double agent, Russian agent, commie. Bloomberg, totally corrupt, all of them. There's the headline, Mike Bloomberg walks back comment the police should threaten to strike after Aurora. See, this is what they want. They want to hold us hostage. They already do that. They already gauge all this in most cities and don't let the police go out and deal with certain crimes and have them revenue generating and tell them to leave certain neighborhoods alone so that it can be controlled. There's a reason that the crime rate's been so much lower in areas of the South and areas of the West, because this mafia system didn't take over, but now it is. They gauge and control the crime in New York and Chicago and L.A. It's run. Folks, I've had dinner repeatedly with the Vikings in Los Angeles, the police gang, ladies and gentlemen. They know 9/11's an inside job. They know all of this. Only the moron public doesn't know this, okay? Let me explain that to you. Only the moron public doesn't know all this. Stop being morons. You know, I get up here and risk my life to call these mobsters the scum and trash they are, and believe me, they don't like it. Because they need, they're always saying, lower the rhetoric. Don't. Because if we ever raise the rhetoric up to what it should be, because these are scum, you got to call it what it is. They're done. These crooks have gambled, and all we got to do is call their bluff. And I'm willing to hit the barbed wire first, ladies and gentlemen, so you can climb over my corpse, because these people have got to be beaten. You understand that? And that's the only spirit that's going to beat these people. So many men out there, you wonder why your lives aren't fulfilled with money or trophy wives or any of it. You're not fulfilled because you're not fighting for freedom. And so many of our heroes go join the military because they have this desire to stand up for freedom. They have this instinctive understanding, but they're being misdirected into a simulation where they're even hiring the terrorists on the other side as a pretext to be there. That's full spectrum dominance. The globalists hire the terrorists, the threat, and then even send over our military so they can have the no-bid contracts. It's full spectrum dominance. It's funding both sides. It's bringing the drugs in and then putting people in prison that use them. The globalists are all about full spectrum, full spectrum, full spectrum, full spectrum. And they have disarmed the entire world. And they know the statistics that armed cities have lower crime. They know it. They know you got a better chance of being struck twice by lightning in 1 year than dying in a mass shooting of over five people. They know all those numbers. They're scared. And I want to make the declaration here right now. When you listen to this speech we're about to play a clip of from Obama yesterday, you know, Paul Watson wrote a great article that he says Obama finally caved into pressure. Folks, that was his minions softening up everybody. That was his surrogates coming out saying ban everything but single-shot black powder, like Michael Moore said, and Bloomberg has said ban everything. And his attorney general has said ban everything before when he was deputy attorney general. And Obama has said it when he was a state senator. Those quotes are public, in the record. Obama has softened everybody up, and now they've got Bill Kristol coming out on Fox saying, yeah, ban all semi-auto. That's reasonable. Rupert Murdoch's come out and said ban them. The whole system's showing you, because they all work for these foreign banks, that they know they're in trouble and they need a tyranny or they're all going to go to jail when this collapses. It's going to collapse. They've already triggered it. You can't turn that around. A slow, continued collapse that they're going to orchestrate and pose as saviors in. And so they've got to get the guns now. They've got to be able to arrest whoever they want, go after judges and grand juries that try to go after them. They've committed incredible crimes. The entire power structure has now had meetings and said, look, we're criminals. We got to go all the way. A lot of us stole too much. We intended to implode things, but not this bad. We've got to bring in tyranny. And they've gone to the military and gotten them ready to do it at the highest levels. Doesn't mean that they'll execute at the ground level. That's why we got to get out there. Our lives depend on this right now. Obama privately at that fundraiser, we have the clip, you've heard it, talked about people that bitter clingers that cling their Bibles and their guns because they know they've destroyed all American culture. They destroy culture everywhere. It's a global corporatist plastic death culture that's hollow and dumbed down on purpose. I mean, they've admitted that this is their plan in many of the big think tank documents we've covered here. And so there is that culture of the Bible, not the fake churches, but the Bible. That's what they, so he had a private meeting. He's like, we got to get the Bible and the guns because it's all that's left. That because the state has to be God. You can't have citizens with their own responsibility in a nanny state taking care of themselves. You've got to blame the hell that is New York and Chicago on the fact that other people are free and their guns are coming there where you don't allow guns so the criminals feed on people. You can't have the world under your subjugation while the American people are still armed when everybody else has basically had their guns taken or is having them taken. And he says here, he's trying to talk right to us. He's giving you real anthropology as a globalist, CIA degree, the whole nine yards. He's sitting there saying, I understand your culture. I understand. Then he lies. It's about hunting and stuff. And we want to respect that, but you shouldn't have an AK-47. And he ties, the soldiers need that. The soldiers. Tries to create that, oh, the soldiers mean, oh, if it's for soldiers, we'll turn them in. See, the soldiers are on the streets of America. The soldiers are fighting crime. The soldiers are the ones that deserve the guns. They're the elite. Until they get out of the military, they're the number one terrorist. Obama's Justice Department has stated in their own training memorandums that we've covered here. You know, MIAC, Homeland Security, the list goes on and on. No secret. Think about how far we've come and how much they've gotten away with. And so now that's the drum from everybody. George Soros, but the Republican leadership, you know, Mitt Romney, believe me, Bush supported the assault weapons ban. But we're talking about physical ban now. And they're like, you do not need a semi-auto. You do not need a semi-auto. You do not need a semi-auto. You are not going to get one. You are not going to have one. In fact, we did find that original ATF, and we'll put that on screen, ATF to accept public comments prior to outlawing shotguns. This was in the Greeley Gazette, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco. This is their statement. This is from the ATF. Tobacco and Firearms is taking a rare step of allowing public comments. How gracious of them. Prior to issuing a decision on a study that could result in outlawing certain types of shotguns currently available to citizens. And it goes on. Now, this is from last year. The ATF completed a study regarding the importability of certain shotguns. The basis of possible ban is based on the loosely defined sporting purpose test. Because they're saying it's not for sporting, like Obama says. Using the vague definition, almost all pump action and semi-automatic shotguns could be banned as they are all capable of accepting a magazine. I'm going to stop right there. This is the plan. And by the way, they want to send cops over when you don't turn your gun in to have a shootout with you. They want to get a civil war going. These are criminals that run the government. They want all Hades to break loose. And if we did turn them in, well, then they're really going to have their way with us. This is real authoritarian tyranny trying to take over. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and let's play this clip of Obama. Listen to him. Why, you got a right to guns. You got a right to a flintlock. You got a right to something that isn't semi-auto. You got a right. You got a right for us to take them. That's what they're saying the Supreme Court decision means. You got a right. But we define what that is. And that's a locked up single shot in your gun case. Here it is.
I, like most Americans, believe that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual the right to bear arms. I think we recognize the traditions of gun ownership that passed on from generation to generation, that hunting and shooting are part of a cherished national heritage. But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals. That they belong on the battlefield of war, not on the streets of our cities. I believe the majority of gun owners would agree that we should do everything possible to prevent criminals and fugitives from purchasing weapons.
Let's stop right there.
We should check someone's criminal record.
Shut that criminal up. He ordered guns shipped into Mexico and hand grenades and to drug gangs in Indiana and Florida and Honduras. This is a criminal who runs the criminal agency shipping drugs back in. This is the titular head, the figurehead, saying we want to keep guns out of criminals' hands. They did that to blame the Second Amendment. And there are instant checks with the FBI. Criminals can't buy guns. They go rob your house for them. And let me tell you, they don't do that around here because they get filled full of lead. They do that in cesspits, criminal trash like you have wrecked. Let's go out to break with the traitor-in-chief, Obama, the enemy of freedom. Here it is.
Before they can check out a gun seller, that a mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily.
Let's hit pause. A mentally unbalanced person like you that hates America and hates freedom and says businesses didn't build their own business and somebody that would give the order to ship 20,000 guns and hand grenades into Mexico? Yeah, you got the nuclear launch codes. We've let a mentally deranged individual have those. We're going to come back with the filth in chief, the traitor in chief, the puppet in chief, the garbage in chief. Straight ahead. And if you think Mitt Romney's going to save you, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. I now have the White House attacking me through their surrogate groups, as you know, on a daily basis. George Soros Matters, known as Media Matters, and Think George Soros Progress, known as Think Progress, are calling for us to be shut down. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes to town.
When the man comes around.
And look out, criminals. We are back live.
The
listen, I study these people.
Will stand up.
I know who they are. They are so evil and murderous and criminal. These are the bankers that funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao, you name it. People are like, why would they fund fascists and communists? Read Carol Quigley's book, We Sell, at Infowars.com, top globalist historian, led into the CIA and Bilderberg archives. He brags about it. 1,400-page book, Tragedy and Hope, how the mega banks would set up world government and how they've been funding fascist and communists to destroy free societies and how luscious it all is. Bill Clinton's mentor. Bill Clinton isn't a communist. Bill Clinton's CIA. We even know who his section chief was in London with Hillary. The CIA, though, isn't American. It's British intelligence, which isn't British intelligence. Look at who set it up. This isn't even a secret. It came out of the OSS and Skull and Bones. British intelligence itself had Aleister Crowley in it, for heaven's sakes. It's Satanist. It's a devil cult. They get on their knees to Lucifer, folks. They like killing people. And I know that sounds wild, because you know what? History's wild. People are like, why do they do all this horrible stuff? Because they like it, ladies and gentlemen. You just as soon die before you saw a small child hurt. To them, that's like Beethoven. Now let's finish up with Obama. And again, you notice I'm coming out against them hardcore, folks, because they're moving fast. I mean, I didn't think they'd move this quick. Okay, this is real. We've got reports and videos coming in all over the country of armored battalions, Marines, Army, checkpoints. I mean, it's on the news. It's going. I mean, they are really acclimating and getting ready for something. Is it World War III? Is it total collapse? And right in the midst of this, when he's set to sign that treaty, maybe even Friday at the Olympics. I mean, this is it, folks. This is world government in your face, and they're coming for our guns. And they're seeing if we'll go along with it. First chance they got in Katrina, they ran and took them. You notice that was Bush, because we've got the training manuals. All they do is train to take our guns. The military's on record. The military leaks where they're setting up re-education camps and gun confiscation. It doesn't even become a news item. It's on Infowars.com. The Army responds and goes, yeah, that's our document. You shouldn't have that. You know, there's a story of Ron Silver, the late famous actor, and Bill Clinton was being inaugurated. It was a party that night, that afternoon, and jets flew over the White House. And Silver got real mad because he's so anti-military, anti-America. You know, just kind of a dumb, low-level minion of the system. And he, like, really believes in all the socialism. And he goes, how dare them do that? They're threatening us. And Hillary looked at him and said, Ron, there are planes now. There are planes now. And we've had a corrupt system for a while, but let me tell you, they got this thing hammered down, accelerated right now. And the old power structure has put Obama in there to take the fall for it. And they got Romney up in the polls above him, in all the major polls, as the savior. That's probably to maneuver Obama into going ahead along with a new war. I'm just telling you this, strap yourselves in, folks. And I hope you just don't have front row seats to this. I hope you're in the field getting the word out, because let's go out to break with Obama talking about you don't want criminals with guns. No. Only the military should have them. Here it is.
Check out a gun seller. That a mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily.
Oh, yeah. People that don't like the government, they say they're mentally ill.
These steps shouldn't be controversial. They should be common sense. So I'm going to continue to work with members of both parties. And with religious groups, and with civic organizations.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.